friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Bindi Irwin opens up about health diagnosis and reveals her daughter is a true miracle. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam Staten. Bindi Irwin is now sharing her decade-long health battle with endometriosis to inspire others. She posted on Twitter, "For 10 years, I've struggled with insurmountable fatigue, pain, and nausea. A doctor told me it was simply something you deal with as a woman, and I gave up entirely trying to function through the pain. Endometriosis is a disease that causes tissue to grow outside the uterus. It's incredibly painful and can cause infertility." Bindi Irwin shared on her social media channels about her journey because she wants other women to know they aren't alone in their own health battles. She also wants people to understand we have no idea what life is like behind closed doors. For Bindi Irwin, it was her dealing with her health, which included insurmountable pain and being misdiagnosed. When her doctors did realize she had endometriosis, she was encouraged to have surgery. When the procedure was complete, she learned her medical team had removed over 37 lesions. Things may look fine on the outside, looking in through someone's life. However, that is not always the case, she shared on Instagram. She then added, "Please be gentle and pause before asking me or any woman when we'll be having more children. After all my body has gone through, I feel tremendously grateful that we have our gorgeous daughter. She feels like our family's miracle." The incredible 24-year-old hopes to spread awareness and compassion by sharing her story. God calls us to be compassionate and to be the hands and feet of Jesus when and where we can. Even though she's recovering from surgery, Bindi is doing an incredible job of raising awareness and compassion through immense grace. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Woman's last words for her dying husband caught on camera and everyone is in tears. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam State. In a heart-wrenching moment, a grandma spoke her last words to her dying husband. When the couple's grandson shared his grandparents' final goodbye on social media, it had the whole internet in tears. Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. And when it came time for she's 87-year-old grandfather to leave this world, the man's devoted 83-year-old wife was right there by his side. The couple lives in northern China's Tianjin municipality, and though the last words the woman speaks to her dying husband are in a different language, the love they convey requires no translation. As the woman crouched beside her husband's deathbed, stroking his head, she spoke words of comfort and encouragement. "Walk to the light. Don't get lost," she told him. "Let go of everything. If it's time to leave, let's leave without regret." It's hard to say goodbye to a loved one, but she, the couple's grandson, explained his grandma didn't want to see his grandfather suffer. And so, she pushed back her sorrow and gently soothed him as his soul prepared to leave this world. And he says the woman's last words to her dying husband had everyone at the hospital in tears. She says his grandmother displayed this kind of selfless nurturing throughout his grandfather's illness. Even though everyone knew the man was in his last days, Shi's grandmother kept her dying husband focused on a bright future, speaking of celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary, a day she knew he wouldn't live to see. So when it came time to say goodbye for the last time, she was there to speak words of encouragement over the man she loved. After sharing the emotional moment online, the video quickly went viral. The tender moment touched the hearts of strangers all over the world. Losing a loved one is agonizing. However, as Christians, we can grieve with hope. Our faith allows us to take comfort in knowing we will see our loved one once again in heaven. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 35.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.